Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. We're so glad you're here on the podcast today. As we dive in, I want to invite you this Sunday morning as we're wrapping up our Flip series, this idea that we can take a huge stressor in our life and actually leverage it as a strength. And so if you've ever felt overwhelmed by finances or some other need in your life, this Sunday is for you. I guarantee you that God's word is going to encourage you. So join us this Sunday. Also, we have a new members class coming up on the first Sunday of March. We call it Next, and it's the easiest next step for folks around here to take to say, I want to be part of what God's doing here at Sugar Hill Church. And so if you're new around here, or maybe you've been around a while, but you haven't taken that next step, jump on the app today and register, or you should get an email this week as well that you can just respond to, and we'd love for you to be part of that. Well, on Tuesday's podcast, we talked about this idea of effective prayer. Well, today is all about this idea of never stop praying. Never stop praying. This is the way that 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says it in the New Living Translation. Never stop praying. But honestly, the idea behind this, in my mind, is you'll never develop a close relationship with God by just showing up at church once a week. You'll never experience this close relationship with God even by reading your Bible just every now and then. Friendship with God is actually built by sharing all of your life experience with Him. Now, I guarantee you, it's important to establish habits. I think deciding to say, you know what, every Sunday that I can, I'm going to be at church. I think that's an important priority. It's to say, I'm not going to wait on how I feel. I'm not going to wait based on the weather. I'm going to make a choice on the front end that time with God at God's church is an important thing. I think the same thing's true when it comes to our daily devotions. I think it's so important to have that daily rhythm in our life with the weekday podcast, weekday meditation, reading through the YouVersion Bible app. But God wants more than an appointment in your schedule. He doesn't want just a time slot in your schedule. He wants to be included in every activity, every conversation, every problem, even every thought. Think about that. God wants to be part of all of your life. Now, here's the truth about prayer. You can carry on a continuous and open-ended conversation with God throughout your day, talking to Him about whatever you're doing, whatever you're thinking at that moment. I mean, this is the idea behind 1 Thessalonians 5:17. The way I read it growing up was the translation that says, pray without ceasing. This means conversing with God while you're shopping, while you're driving, while you're working, while you're doing everyday activities. I think one of the common misconceptions that a lot of people have is that spending time with God means that we have to be alone with Him. Now, Jesus did model this. You need time alone with God, but that's only a fraction of your waking hours. Everything you do can be spending time with God. If He's invited to be part of it, He can be there with you, and you can be aware of His presence. Now, there's a classic book that learned how to take this idea of this constant conversation with God, and it's called Practicing the Presence of God. Is written back in the 17th century by Brother Lawrence. He was just this humble cook in a French monastery. But he was able to turn everything into this idea of God's with me. He took the commonplace. He took the little tasks like preparing meals, like washing dishes, into moments where he could praise and he could have communication with God. See, the key to friendship with God, he said, is not changing what you do, but changing your attitude towards what you do. Let me say that again. Brother Lawrence figured this out. He said, the key to this friendship with God is not changing what you do. You don't have to change your job, your vocation, but it's changing your attitude toward what you do. What you normally do for yourself, you begin doing for God. Whether it's eating, bathing, working, relaxing, taking out the trash, you can shift those into moments where you're serving God. Today, we often feel that we've got to get away from our daily routine in order to worship God. But that's only because we haven't learned to practice His presence over time. See, Brother Lawrence found it easy to worship God through the common task of life. He didn't go away for some special spiritual retreat. And I think this is God's ideal. When you read in the garden, worship was not an event to attend, but this attitude that you carried with you constantly. Adam and Eve were in constant communion with God. And since God is with you all the time, no place is any closer to God than the place where you are right now. The Bible says in Ephesians 4, verse 6, He rules everything, and He's everywhere, and He's in everything. And so today, I want to urge you, as you walk through your day, be in constant conversation with your Heavenly Father. If you need a reminder, just every time you pass through a door frame, every time you move from one room to the next, allow that door frame to be a reminder that you're walking in presence of God and to have a conversation with Him. Never stop praying. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.